Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. It's Wednesday. I'm having a good day. We've got a massive 3 hours still to come. Mm. How are you going, Jess?
Look, I've got a surprise for you before the end of the show. And I also want to prove you wrong before the end of the show.
So you've actually done work in preparation of today's show.
Yes.
We're all shocked.
I'm going to tear you down and then I'm going to lift you up.
I feel like the first part's not necessary.
Yeah,
why don't we
no,
just,
it
like,
is.
Keep me where I am.
We got
and
so
lift
many
me up.
Messages yesterday. You don't look at the Facebook page.
No, because I don't like to.
I received several messages yesterday on our Facebook page saying Tim's wrong.
Can we just quickly chat on what several is? Is like it's not seven. Is several more than three but less than a dozen?
Several, yeah. Well, a few is like two or three, and then several would be like more than three. Yeah. So, like, I would say four is several.
Yeah. Someone asked me like, "Oh, how many is like a couple of nights?" And I was like, two.
Yeah.
Like, couple. So it's hard. Several. Three to 12.
It was less than 10. But, I mean, right. Still people were outraged.
Anyway, we could focus on that all day long. Jess, what we need to focus on, we need to get our brains switched on and wired to play Spell My Name after 7:30.
The only game that we play where we're actually a team.
Yes, we need to. It's good that you're talking about bringing me up and tearing me down because we need to be absolutely on each other's level.
Mm.
So just get that out of your head. Be on my team.
13, 12, 16, give us a call if you've got a hard name to
tricky,
spell. We want to try and spell it.
And Jess, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but something that I want to talk about after this next song, it affected millions of Australians yesterday, and the only reason it didn't affect you is because you weren't at home on your ass, which is rare for you.
That is rare for me.
It was very rare.
I did things yesterday.
Has to do with Netflix Australia. I'll tell you about it next. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Any time that the internet affects your life.
Which is just constantly.
When you have poor internet connection, and a lot of people are like this, they turn into the worst.
Mate.
If I had a dollar, and this is like you always hear like, if I legitimately had a dollar for every time I'd heard you or someone say, just do your job. I could buy 7 cars.
I mean, can we just, you know, preference this by saying I usually just scream that at the computers, not at the people around the office.
I thought it was very rude to the new sales girl. She's trying her hardest. But slow internet connection. You can't get a win at work, at home. And
do you know when I'm watching Netflix at home, if I go open the Facebook app on my phone, Netflix stops?
Oh, that's not
good. That's how bad my internet connection is. Mine's that I can only do one thing at a time.
Oh, mate. You would love my place. At the moment, my girlfriend will be upstairs on the computer. I'll be downstairs watching Netflix. I'll just be downloading songs on my phone.
Are you on NBN?
Everything's fine. I'm not on NBN.
Why do you have better internet than I do?
Because I pay more than you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why. But yesterday, I'm glad you're at work because you would have been in a right foul mood if this happened. Like a lot of people, not only in Australia and around central Queensland, but all over the world. About 8 a.m. yesterday till about 9:20, Netflix down.
What?
Not responding. Messages. Netflix error. This title is not available to watch instantly. Error message.
I mean, what's the point?
Well, that's the thing. See, you go home and I assume lie on the couch for 48 hours after work.
Especially like on a Tuesday. I know I've got footy training. So I go home at 12 o'clock and I'll nap until 4. And
that's
then
not
get up
healthy,
for
mate.
Footy
again,
I've got to be prepared for footy training. We get pushed hard.
I don't understand how you're getting another 4 hours of sleep.
Because my body needs it, obviously, Tim.
You have trained your body into the most unhealthy form of habit. So I'm glad.
Not what my Fitbit says.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
When you're selling a house, the house inspection process is usually very, very tedious. Because as a homeowner, like when my parents were selling their house, we had to make sure everything was clean every time they had a house inspection.
So that it was makes
like
sense.
You live in like a display home for a few months while your house is on the market.
That's
to try
exciting.
And keep everything so super tidy.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have lived that display home life for a month or two, and it would be exciting, but it'd also be terrifying.
Well, a couple in Sydney have been selling their property just over $2 million it's worth.
Yep, it's a 3 square meters. Yeah. Beautiful spot. behind a dumpster. Really looking forward to that investment booming over the next 5 years.
In a Sydney west. Ooh, is that
I lived in Sydney. That's not good.
Is that not good?
Oh, inner west isn't so bad. West.
Right.
Is outer west. That's not where you want to
be. Well, this couple had a house inspection over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And they came home to the house. So obviously, as an owner, you're not allowed to stay during the inspection. They've come home and they notice there's a weird smell in the house.
It's chicken nuggets.
No.
And I'm sorry, I left them there, but I wasn't hungry anymore.
I mean, there were some nuggets left, but they weren't chicken.
Yeah.
A bloke has walked in through the house inspection. There's several people in the house, so they can't pin it to one person.
No.
And he's gone to the bathroom and made himself at home.
He's forgot to flush, I'm guessing.
I mean, he's
Was it a deliberate act of...
He tried to flush.
Oh, no. Kevin, no.
The homeowner walked in and she said there were some footprints on the floor. Yeah. And someone has taken liberties with their bathroom and left a huge mess.
That's not good.
My thoughts are either this is something that someone goes and does on a regular basis or they were just so busting that they had to go right there and then.
Absolutely. And the unfortunate thing is now they can't sell the house. They're going to have to burn it, which is a shame.
And also,
my blanket rule with house inspections, just like the dog park, take a bag or two.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen. Always take two because the first one always breaks.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, have you ever walked in on your parents in the middle of
things? No, I haven't. And why are you asking?
Well, that's the things that you don't want to think about it.
No one listening right now is thinking, damn, I wish I have. You sickos.
Willow Smith has revealed to her mother, live on Facebook. Her mum has a Facebook show. Who knew?
Of course she does.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
She's revealed that her introduction to adult alone time was walking in on Jada and Will.
What, switching, as Will Smith said in his song?
Having a switch
now
up.
Now switch. Yeah. It's a bit different in that circumstance, but yes, uncomfortable now, her situation.
Her mum had no idea that this had happened. And so she replied, like, when the hell did you walk in on us? Mm. And she said, oh, I think it was in Utah or Aspen. I was going downstairs.
Which holiday house?
Yeah, which house is it in? I'm not sure. We were going downstairs to get some juice, and then I saw this little moment and I ran away like, what have I seen?
Maybe, and just maybe, I could be very wrong here.
What?
But that's what the song I Whip My Hair Back and Forth is all about.
I really
could
hope
I
it
be
is.
Wrong?
I mean, it changes the meaning of the song.
I know. And it's especially if she's 10 years old when she sung it. Head out of the gutter, Willow. Come on, buddy.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I got back from visiting home over the weekend.
Mate, you're home now. You visited where you grew up. There's a difference, buddy.
I know. I keep, like, it's just sad when you, like, you go back to your parents' house and it's not your house anymore.
No, I like it because then I start breaking things and I'm like, how does this affect me? It doesn't.
I do enjoy going to the fridge and seeing it like actually full, which is
because of the meat raffles that I keep winning. I look like I've got an adult fridge at the moment. So I'm living what I consider to be the highest potential of my life right now.
But it was on the way to the airport where my parents were dropping me off, mum and dad and my brother as well. We're all in the car and it's a 45-minute drive. Yeah. To the airport from where I live Melbourne, where I used to live in Melbourne. So 45 minutes of enduring the next conversation.
Sure.
They decided that the drive to the airport was a great time to rank in order from best to worst my previous boyfriends.
It's great.
Fun little game for everyone except Jessica.
No, I don't think you're alone. Everyone that's... had dated a few people or not, even that. Like, I've been in the same conversation because I've had one ex-girlfriend. She's ranked very low on a two-tiered system. And it always happens, and I feel like
it's a bit of an unfair system.
If you're listening
for her.
Right now, this has probably happened to you.
Yeah.
Where until the relationship's over, they wait about 3 months and they go, I never liked Stacey.
I mean, they've waited 3 years.
Well, because they know how emotional you are and you can't hack it. And clearly, they should have waited another 3 years.
So all of them start chiming in. And my mum's like, oh, I liked boyfriend number three the most. I was like,
how many boyfriends you got?
I've had three previous relationships. My dad was like, oh, I liked the first one. I was like, I was 16, Dad. Yeah. That was never going to last.
My
brother's like,
someone.
I didn't like any of them.
Your brother's never going
to
like
And mum's like, oh, if you had to choose... Like, let's not have this conversation.
If I had to choose, none of them. That's why they're all exes. I just think that, look, it happens in larger families and even in small families. These conversations, they pop up and it all starts as a small, like, oh, what about this? What about... And then it snowballs into, all right, here's pros and cons of one, pros and cons of two, pros and cons of three. This is a point system. Let's see how many points each ex-boyfriend gets.
Yes.
Equally and statistically coming up with your best ex-boyfriend.
By the time we got to the airport, I was excited to get back.
And also -3 on the scale of boyfriends. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
-5.
I earned it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Jess, you're going to be thanking me. Well, not me, actually. Sorry. Can Dr. Love... Dr. Love, can you come into the studio?
Yeah, I love this guy. So glad he's here.
Hello, Dr. Love, at your service. Jess, look, Tim's taking a walk, but I, Dr. Love, is here to help not only you, but all men and women around Central Queensland about how to find love.
I've known you for 2 years, Dr. Love, and I've been single for those 2 years, so clearly not helping very much.
Dr. Love has helped set up potential and... dates. I've set them up for you, and then it's on you. I can't beat the dates. You're the one that is the key.
You also don't know how to pick them very well,
armor.
But that's fine.
Oh, mate, I feel like if we were going for a picking of a date thing, I'd be winning out of us two.
Sure, okay.
But look, I'm not here to throw stones right now. I'm here to throw marshmallows because that's what Dr. Love is all about.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you that your walk could be a reason that's holding you back in life.
Right.
Your walk presents a lot about you and a few simple things. If you're listening right now, you're sitting down, stand up, stretch out, and get ready for a bit of a trial.
Sure.
You get up. Yep, buddy.
I'll stand up.
What I want you to do, according to a lot of studies, a woman.
Oh,
this isn't my study. This isn't my study.
This is all about women, is it?
Yeah, it's mostly.
Okay.
A woman is most attractive if she wiggles her hips and takes small steps.
Oh, well, this is just...
Just have a try.
Small steps.
Take your headphones off so you don't absolutely wreck yourself.
I mean, I take small steps as it is, though.
Right,
I've got little
legs.
Here we go,
and just...
So, like, wiggle...
Yeah, well, you're not a clown that's walking down the street like, hey, hey, hey.
I feel like one of those professional walkers.
A model, I believe they're also called.
I meant like the Olympic walkers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so no, it's not that fun. You're doing it. So what Jess is doing right now is very similar to walking that you would see in the Olympics and Commonwealth Games. But what it's like little small steps and just like a little playful wiggle, little shake of the tail, shake your tail feather.
I'm not wearing heels.
Nelly.
Like if I walk in heels, I walk a bit more like spectacularly.
Yeah. It's tricky because look, this study is very aggressive in my opinion. It says that, look, women are more attractive when they move in important ways.
Who commissioned this study?
Morrison.
What?
That's his name. But Dr. Love is here to present findings.
Right.
And all you need to do
is
just
proper garbage.
Shake your tail feather, walk a little with small steps, not long steps. You're good with that because you're pretty short already.
Yep.
And just you'll find love. So walk down the street. You never know. Oh, no, I've got a limp, so I can't. Oh, sorry. Tim's got a limp.
Yeah.
Dr. Love speaking again. Tim's got a limp, so he's struggling. But you're fine. You've got fresh
legs,
kid. I feel
like I need to approve Dr. Love's segments before they come on the radio. This is not...
No, you book an appointment with Dr. Love. He doesn't book an appointment with you. How dare you? That'll be $500, please.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
It's a very special week all around Australia. Most people are probably aware that it is Men's Health Week. Trying to focus and recognise that men's health is a critical issue and that there are health issues that can only affect men and that we need to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, not just mental health, but physical health as well.
Oh, absolutely.
There are a lot of men that are, my dad included, have got all my uncles, we're all talking about it on the weekend, that they haven't had a men's health check in years.
My father got a health check a few months ago. He's recently had surgery to fix a few things up, just like little small things. And even yesterday, it started getting me thinking about like my dad doing it, both my grandfathers doing this as well. Mm-hmm. I even had a chat to Brett from our gym, Newman's Fitness System, yesterday, because I've been getting a lot of bruises lately in places that I'm not doing anything. So I'm like, hey, you've been in gym for like in the gym environment for 30 years. Is this something like, you know, the workouts I've been doing, is this consistent? He's like, oh, maybe go check that out. So I've booked a doctor's appointment for later on this week because,
good job, buddy.
You know, I'm
it's
a peach
always
at the
good
moment.
To pick up on things before they become a big issue.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And look, I'll be the first to admit that sometimes I can't be bothered. But the whole point of this week is to recognize and promote awareness of men's approach to health. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a lot of men, I would say, feel safe to say, think that it's tricky to talk about their feelings and talk about their health in a way where they're not going to be considered soft or unmanly. And that's ridiculous. I understand where it's coming from, but health is so important that you don't need to put these little asterisks going, oh, I feel this, but I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
Exactly.
Even if you're not comfortable we don't want you to sit on top of your roof and broadcast it. Talk to a family member.
Yeah.
Talk to a buddy and just say, hey, do you think I should go see a doctor? Do you think I should go and see this? Or just open up. It's super important.
There are always people you can talk to, Tim.
Of course.
And if you head to menshealthweek.org.au, there's a bunch of contacts on there if you want to get in touch and talk about your health this week. I think that's the highlight for this week.
Exactly.
Is go and get yourself checked out so that you can make sure things are all good before they get bad.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Speaking of Guy Sebastian, he is coming to Central Queensland in July. We're very excited to have him here. That song, Like It Like That, is when he came out. He was super cool and edgy. He had the sleeve tattoo.
I had the hat.
Yeah, he had the cool, there was a beanie, I believe they're called.
Oh, did he have a beanie
He had the beanie.
But then he got the broad ring.
Jess, seems like you know a lot.
I try.
About Guy Sebastian. So I thought at the moment I'd like to play a game with you and the people of Central Queensland who are listening. They can play along in their car just for funds. And it is the ultimate Guy Sebastian quiz if you're into that.
No,
multiple choice.
All right,
so I'm helping
choice,
you out.
I'll allow that.
Three questions. Hopefully you get them all right. The prize, bit of respect. How good's that? Jess, first
that
question. What year was Guy Sebastian born?
19...
Hey, multiple choice.
Sorry. Okay.
1980, 1983, or 1981?
1981. Lock it in.
You are a super fan.
I mean, I try again.
That's a bit pathetic. Second question.
So, Guy Sebastian's 10 years older than me.
Which song came out first?
Oh, okay.
Elevator Love, Like It Like That, that we just played, or Bloodstone?
I feel like they all came around. The first two came out around the same time.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Elevator Love.
Elevator Love.
I mean, all cracking songs that he will absolutely be playing at his shows.
Elevator Love 2006, Like It Like That 2009, and of course Bloodstone only came out late last year.
Great
Jess,
song.
Third and final question. This one is a doozy.
This is going to hit me.
What year did he shave his famous afro? 2008, 2005, or 2010?
I feel like 2008.
You've got Jess, it brings me so much happiness to announce that you have won nothing, you will get nothing, and you will not get parking validated as you leave.
I am going to his show in Gladstone, though.
Yes.
It is on Tuesday, the 10th of July, at the Gladstone Entertainment and Convention Centre. There is a Rocky show as well at the Pilbeam Theatre on the Thursday, the 12th of July.
All right.
We've got double passes.
We've got double passes. We've got two for Gladstone right now, two for Rockhampton right now. So 13, 12, 16, if you think you know Guy Sebastian, like Jess says she does, then give us a call. He'll be playing all of those songs. He won't have his afro. That's the only thing in the
quiz. Well, that's the great part. It's a then and now to us.
Then
so
and
it's,
now.
It's all his old stuff as well as
maybe
his good new stuff.
He has an afro for the first half of the show.
Oh,
and then shaves it off
I
on
really
stage
hope he does.
Singing I Like It Like That, and he takes his top off. Who am I to judge? I'll speak to him later on and I'll finalise that.
I wouldn't mind if he took his top off.
All right, he's a human being, not a piece of meat.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, a big diva has sassed you, and I'm not okay with it.
Look, I'm not okay with it either. None of us are okay, and we'll never be okay. One of those things I won't get over. Let me set the scene for you. I hosted the LA Pride live coverage. Kind of, LA Pride is like Mardi Gras. You know, Sydney Mardi Gras. They have that in Los Angeles. And I host the telecast, right? Anyway, they arranged for me to interview Christina Aguilera. So she came and did a surprise performance. No one knew she was coming. I knew, the producers knew, and no one else knew, right? So she turns up backstage, dramatic, drama, security guards, paparazzi. It's fabulous. She does her performance, and then instead of coming to the set, which had been set up for her, she went back to her tent, right? Like her own little dressing room tent.
Sure.
So we all, they were like, she wants to do the interview in there. So we all picked up like 10 of us. Camera, mic, lighting. We're running through this hallway. I'm sweating, like dragging all this stuff. We get to her tent. I know, right? Not cute. We get to her tent, and she's like, I'm not down for this lighting. I hate this lighting. The entire interview, because she didn't like the lighting in the tent, and instead of coming over to my set, which was 50 meters or something, they didn't even want to do that because it was just too far, and so she left, and she didn't do our interview because of lighting.
Incredible. Oh, come on.
That's incredible.
I'll tell you why I think it's best. Ooh. Just a quick little rant. It was for all the LGBT, this was live streamed around the world, right? So all these like young LGBT people are watching, and like she could have been so awesome and said so many inspiring things to them, and you know, a lot of beautiful moments could have come out of it, but she didn't want to do it because of lighting.
She's not aware, Dean. She's not aware, and she's paying the price for it.
Dean, do you feel more salty about Christina Aguilera or the Cash Me Outside girl?
Thank you for bringing that up.
All your failures.
Thanks for reminding me.
Presented
that they all
by
hate
Tim and Jess.
I'm more salty about Christina. At least Cash Me Outside, you know, acknowledged me and came over.
All right, Dean. Well, we'll give you some time, some space to recover. And tomorrow when we chat to you, hopefully you're okay.
Hopefully I've calmed down. This is what you call a first world problem, kid.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it'll be fine. I'll remember this, Christina, if you're listening online.
Thanks, Dino.
Not thanks, Dean. No. You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au as well while Dean recovers.
Yeah, poor Deanie.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Time to play this.
Spell my name, spell my name.
Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell it with letters, not numbers, unless your name's Stephen.
Quick side note, my mum said that that's the thing that makes her laugh the hardest, us attempting to sing.
What do you mean attempting? I nailed that. My range, as many people have said, I'm very close to Sam Smith's vocal range.
Right, of course.
But we could talk about how good I am at singing all morning long. Right now, what we want you to do is call 13 12 16 and sit down and listen, because it's a tricky concept and we understand that. So we really like to slow it down. If you have a name.
Any name.
Any name. First, middle, last. Nickname? Nickname. We've never had a nickname.
Actually, yeah, we've never had a nickname.
Spell my name. We've been playing this for many weeks. I think I worked it out. We've been playing this game for 11 or 12 weeks. I think we have 7 from about 40. Potentially 50.
We claim that we're good spellers. We try real hard.
No, I don't. This is the only thing where we work together. So right now, if you've got a tricky name, if you've got a normal name, if you've just got a name in general, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. We'll try and spell it. We are trying to spell names. We're good spellers.
We try our hardest. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Do you know what I was actually thinking about? The root of this, where, because it all started on a plane where you and I were getting, and the hostess had a go at my name.
Yeah.
Very wrong. Blotch.
Mr. Blotch.
No, it's Bulch. But thank you. Also, because I'm left-handed, as a kid in kindergarten, you know how right-handed people, they write like, so Jess, it'd be J-E-S-S.
Yes.
They'd write across the page like that.
Yeah.
I assumed left-handed people write from right to left. So I'd write T-I-M, and then everyone called me Mitt for like 3 years. Held back in kindergarten by my own mother. So that's why I'm so bad at this game.
It's a good thing she did.
Yes. And the whole point of the game is we try to spell your name, but you don't write it backwards because that's unfair.
Mm.
First person calling through is Raylene from Yeppoon. Raylene, are we spelling your first name?
Yeah.
All right. I actually have no idea.
You go give it a crack, mate.
All right.
Kick it off.
Oh, you're the worst, Raylene. Would it be R-A-I-G-H-L-E-N-E?
What?
Wait,
I've
never even heard Raylene before. Raylene, Jess, have a crack.
Raylene, I think it's R-A-Y-L-E-N-E.
No.
Oh, so close.
What is it?
R-A-E-L-E-M-E.
Good job, Raylene. You
I
got
was one letter off, Tim.
Yeah, I don't care. Does you might as well be 50. Thanks, Raylene.
Thank you.
And we've also got Lane on 13, 12, 16. Lane, are we spelling your first name?
My last name.
What's your last name?
Monsma.
Monsma.
Monsna?
Monsna. M-O-N-S-N-E-R?
No.
Monsna. I reckon there's a letter, an extra letter in there. M-O-N-D-S-N-E-R.
No.
Oh. Lane, what is it?
How do you spell it, Lane?
S-M-A.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's tricky. Thanks, yep.
So we
Lane.
Had a, we were close.
We were close. Thanks, Lane.
It's all right.
And we've got Regan from Emerald. Regan, are we spelling Regan or your last name?
Regan.
R-E-A-G-A-N.
Yeah.
Ah! We got one!
Boys! Regan, I feel it's unlucky for you. I've got a friend called Regan, and
I'm glad Tim went first because I threw in an H didn't need to be there.
So, Regan, you're a legend, mate. We love it when we get it right. It means you're one of our favourites. Thanks, champ.
So easy.
No worries,
Look
Regan.
Who's bringing home the team.
Regan. Oh, man. I haven't felt that good in months. that worrying?
That's a little sad.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
13, 12, 16. How long were you locked out for? Two gentlemen that I believe were in a very unfortunate circumstance. On Sunday night, while I was in Brisbane to go to the football, I arrived at the place to check in at the hotel or the apartment, right? And as I got there, we were waiting so that we could get in. I could see two blokes kicking around some pebbles, lifting a whole bunch of things, looking for what I assume, and this is all assumed knowledge, for a key to get in to their apartment
well,
or their room.
Think otherwise, they're just kicking around some rocks.
So, for example, like I think what the what's happened is someone said, "You guys can stay at mine. I've left the key under a prominent rock in the pebble garden.
Right,
it'll be there for you to pick up. Bingo, bango, you're in. No dramas.
Oh no.
So we checked in, and then about an hour later, we come down, and they're still looking. I'm like, "Well, this is bad. There's can't get, and we can't let them in." They're in a different area.
Yeah.
So, like, we can't even help, which is the tough thing. They're looking for a key. They're locked out. We go for dinner, go for a few drinks, go for a bit of a walk, come back 3.5-4 hours later. Who do you think's still there?
No.
Flipping pebble after pebble after pebble after pebble.
I mean, if you're there for 4 hours,
yeah,
the key's probably not there, hey?
Probably not.
I would have given up after 20
so,
minutes.
And, like, they were there before we got there. So they at least minimum 4 to 5 hours they were locked out. And I would like to know on 13, 12, 16 how long you've been locked out. I've been locked out of this building a lot.
Right, yeah.
And it always happens to be when no one's here except for me and you. And
I usually get locked out of my house when I try and put the bins out.
Well, I don't have shoes or a phone anytime. It's all, whenever you have the things you don't need, I always get locked out. You had to lock me, get me out of the garage.
You lock yourself in the garage
about
a lot
4:30
more
the other morning because I was locked in there. But it is an unfortunate situation because you don't want to be locked out. What do you do? Because time just drags on when you're locked out.
Then you have to go up to strangers and ask to use strangers' phones. Yeah, I've done that before.
Can I have a... Really?
Yeah.
Can I please use...
And people get really weird about it. They're like, why do you need my phone?
Like, I need
why don't you have a phone?
I need to skim it across the lake. I'm trying to get my personal best. But hey, 13, 12, 16, how long were you locked out for? Could be your car, could be your house... Could be work, could be anything, but how long were you locked out for? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, how long were you locked out for? I saw some guys in Brisbane at the same hotel I was staying, but I couldn't help them because they were in a different wing.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those hotels that's like hotels and apartments, wasn't
it? Yeah. So it was like I was in building block A and they were in building block C. I couldn't help them.
Don't lie, you just didn't want to help them.
Oh, you know... I was pretty busy, but they, from what I can see, they were locked out for 5 hours. They couldn't find the key. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't get a hold of the person that was in charge of the apartment, probably like an Airbnb or something like that. And unfortunately, locked out for about 5 hours minimum. That's all I saw. And it happens to the best of us in the worst times as well. Locked out of my house. And it happened. It's happened before. Dog inside, Tim outside.
Of course.
Got to wait for the girlfriend to get home an hour later. That was fun. But on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, how long did you get locked out for? And we've had Karina from Gracemere call through. Karina, how long were you locked out for?
for a whole day.
How?
Yes. Okay, so I have three children, as you all know, and my car key is only like one singular key. I usually keep it on top of the filing cabinet in the shed. And I've gone to get the kids in the car to go to school, and it's gone. I've asked all the kids. One of them has got the key and gone into the boot and then can't remember where they put it.
Oh, it's in the boot.
Karina, I've done that to my mum. I've done that to my mum.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Honestly, I pulled this house upside down. You don't want to hear the words that come out of my mouth.
No. See, Karina, this is why everyone makes fun of me that I've got like 6,000 keys and I look like I run a jail.
Yeah.
But I have all my keys in one place and I always know where they are.
Well, I had a spare key, might I add, but one day when I bought the shopping home, I put it onto my oven and accidentally turned a plate on and it melted my key. So look, I only had one key. Yeah.
Look, I don't know if that's good for your diet, but hey, each to their own. I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian, but thanks for your call, Karina. Jace, real quick, how long did you get locked out for?
About 6 hours in my hotel room.
Was it
you in Brisbane over the weekend?
No, I was. I travelled to Mackay for work, and I went out for a smoke at about 11 o'clock at night, and the door locked behind me.
Oh no!
Not good, Jace. Did you get the job done?
Yeah, job's all done
now. That's good, buddy. Thanks for your call, Jace.
Thanks, mate.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, a massive day yesterday for history. I mean, this is one that will go down in heaps of documentaries.
You're right.
Henceforth.
It was a big toilet movement for me. And Donald Trump.
Similarly.
Yes, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, they finally met up face-to-face, shook hands in front of the media.
In Singapore, of all places.
In Singapore, just to be a bit neutral. And what's come out of it, essentially, is they've both committed for North Korea to for denuclearization.
Yeah.
I mean, no more nukes. No more nukes.
Which
We're
is
done.
A good, I think. I mean, he's made promises like this before, though.
Of course.
So hopefully he follows through.
Yep. So essentially there's a photo of a signed agreement. President Trump committed to provide security guarantees to the People's Republic of North Korea. And Chairman Kim Jong-un reaffirmed his firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula.
It's a good step forward, I think.
Well, you think about it like this meeting 5 years ago. Well, first of all, no one knew Donald Trump was going to run for president. Kim Jong-un was just an angry little man in a very, very closed-off country.
It still concerns me, like, how cheerful he is. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, at the moment, I'm like, there's something going on. Mm. Like, this is all
Mama knows.
There was a funny moment, though, Tim, when they first sat down. Trump addressed the press. And he said, so make sure you're getting our good side, making us look nice and thin and handsome. And Kim Jong-un, they translated it for him. And his face, it was like, did he just make a fat joke?
Am I fat too? But the thing that I found funny is in North Korea, I don't know if this is true or not, but like they're always like, oh, Kim Jong-un's as tall as... like Hulk Hogan, the former wrestler, and now he's finally next to a Westerner that people can relate to, and he's a lot shorter. But it is, hopefully, they keep their word and things go well. It is interesting to see.
And, I mean, things seem to have gone well, so maybe we'll see Kim in the White House very soon.
Hope not. Don't come to Australia either, please.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday on the show, look, I hate calling you out, but you made a mistake.
Very unlikely for me to make a mistake. So
every time I make a mistake, you make me own up to it. So
okay.
We got quite a few messages yesterday from some diehard Star Wars fans.
So nerds.
Hey.
Nerds.
It all kicked off with Lee.
Sure.
He sent through a message and said, "Hey, Tim, I think you mean Star Wars.
What am I? What
not
do you mean?
Star Trek.
In what reference? I don't remember talking about Wars or Trek yesterday on the show.
Yesterday I was talking in Trending Now about the fact that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un were meeting up.
It's Kim Jong-un, so this is a Star Trek, Star Wars thing. There's no G, but that's a whole, that's a stone cold fact.
We're talking about your mistakes, Tim,
all right,
not mine.
Fair enough, I'm trying to turn it around.
I said that their chat is a trap, and you had this to say.
Don't go. Don't go. Suckers move.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Do you know what that's from?
No, what's
that? Star Trek.
Star Trek?
From Star Trek. It's a trap.
Okay.
I'm trying to bring relevance to this show.
How is Star Trek relevant?
A bit shouty there, mate.
Now, you were having a go at me. So disappointed that I didn't know a Star Trek reference.
Admiral Akbar from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Hands down.
No. The origin of Admiral Akbar is from the Star Wars franchise.
No.
In fact, the bit you're talking about, I've done my research because everyone called you out for it online.
No, thank you.
And the It's a Trap bit happened in Star Wars Episode 5, 6, Return of the Jedi.
Well, Jess, you have been watching old Star Wars movies recently. You've also been sleeping during them, so I'm not sure if you caught...
I don't remember Admiral Akbar.
I don't know if I... See, that's the thing. I can't go off your word. I can't...
This is from knowyourmeme.com, Tim. This is accurate.
I feel silly.
Nerds on the internet take years compiling this information, and they are proving you wrong. So apologize for your Star Wars reference.
I feel like Admiral Akbar is definitely from Star Trek.
And you're wrong.
You're going to have to physically show me like a video of me being wrong. Because
I could, but we're on air now and you'd need to come around and see my computer.
KnowYourMeme.com is not a trustworthy source.
Mate, he was in all this, like there was in 4 Star Wars movies.
Yeah, and 1 Star Trek movie. He was in an extended scene.
Yeah.
Trust me. By the end of the week, we'll have it sorted.
You're wrong.
We'll have it sorted by the end of the week. I don't appreciate your tone. Anyway,
you're the worst.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Chill, bro.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Jess, I know you've got something to say, but like, man, we got to go. Why are you dragging this on, bro?
No, absolutely, we got to get out of here because we got to get to Rocky.
We got to hit the road. Well, not Rocky. We're going to Gracemere to see Hit CQ baby mama,
yes,
Stacey, and little BT, Bo Timothy, the baby that we named. Have you got the block of caramel chocolate
today? I've got the block of caramel. Oh, hang on. Where is it? Where did it go?
Mate.
Did you take it back again?
I did. Sorry. It's the second time I've done that.
Oh, my God. Every time.
Sorry. I've got the block of caramel chocolate. That
one of us
all
has
about.
To be in charge of it the whole time. You were in charge of it.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Anyway, it's mine now. After we go and see our little Hit CQ baby, Bo Timothy, we're going to continue on to Rockhampton and we're going to head over to the Rockhampton Showman's Guild Roadshow Fun Time Festival. Fantastic!
Okay. Look, I'm excited, but I know that it's not open yet.
No, I need you to get more excited because...
Woo!
Thank you.
It's not open.
No, it opens this afternoon.
Yeah.
But...
I'm not sticking around to Rocky for. I got footy training, bro.
Buddy. Listen to your girl, Jess. She's hooked you up. 12 o'clock, they're going to open the gates just for you and me.
We're going to get a little sneak
peek of the park and check out some of the rides. They've got some great rides. $20 million worth of major rides this year.
Jess, I know you're aware of this, but I know that people listening probably aren't.
Mm.
Don't like rides.
Nah, you do.
I love shows.
Nah, don't you like pretend rides. You don't like rides.
There's a video of me somewhere in the universe of me on a roller coaster in the United States. You know how you hear people screaming like, woo, I'm having fun. There is a video of me fear screaming because I thought my life was about to end. I can't do rides. I'm scared.
I'm going to come on with you.
No, you won't. I already know that you're not.
There's a new ride to the show this year. It's called The Beast, Tim.
Nah, done.
And it weighs almost 30 tons and takes 3 semi-trailers to transport.
Unless that is the new nickname for the teacups, the spinny little teacups, then I'm not going.
All it does is rotates 360 degrees.
All it does is throw you in the air.
Seats 20 people, swings them about 120 kilometres an hour side to side. It's no big deal.
I respect your opinion and your offer. I politely decline and we will be going in separate cars so that I can leave without you. Look, I'll go to the show.
Yes.
Not going on rides.
We're
going
to have a little sneak peek. We'll show you it all tomorrow before because it's going to be a big day tomorrow at the show. I mean, if you're going tonight... Great, but if you're going, tomorrow's the real big day for it.
Of course. Well,
so we wanted to just get in a little ahead of time, so I've organised this little sneak peek tour.
No,
and we're going to have some fun this afternoon.
This is a stitch up. You're a surgeon.
Mate, say thank you.
Did you wash your hands?
I tried to do a nice thing for you.
Did you wash your hands before you started stitching me up?
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.